You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Wallow!
The Gullah Sessions with Otto and JC.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that's a swear word.
Alright guys, hope you're all having a great night tonight. That last song we were just listening to was What's With That by Kinder Bloemen from Indonesia, from from a single release by the same name that was dropped just this month. JC, how are you doing tonight?
I'm very chill. Like, honestly, a great day. It was very busy. So I'm just chilling. Nothing's really happening.
Well, I think something is about to happen.
Oh, yeah, I did something
exactly
today.
So, you did something today.
Which, oh, my gosh, yes.
We're going to be playing for everyone who might be listening right now. So can you give us a little bit of a sneak peek or a rundown on what it is you did today?
Okay, so I'm just going to give a little bit of a context. So I have been experiencing a dry spell of my creativity lately, which interrupted my songwriting. And today, we're back on track, baby. We're going back into my little artist, because I forget that I'm an artist as well, apart from all the things that I do. So I'm kind of like glad I'm going back into and locking into music again, where I do my own thing with a lot of people that I love and love making stuff with. So today we made a demo called Sacred, and the song is pretty much about my experiences in the LGBT scene and the body expectations for a lot of gay men to have and to obtain for pleasing a lot of guys out there. But it's really, there are a lot of people that will go to the extreme to obtain that, and it not only impacts them, but it also impacts the things that you do to get it.
Yeah, so we're gonna take a look at that demo by our co-host JC. This is Sacred.
And that's all you guys are hearing from today. And it's not a finished, again, a demo is not a finished song, but we are in work in progress with Lucian, my friend. He's basically the man behind the beat and me behind lyrics and co-production as well. So stay tuned. If you do like that, please let me know. You can even let us know through our text box or number through 5395 and message in to allow and tell us who you are and tell me how that demo was. Or if you want to be brave enough to call in, you can call in at 309-3879.
So JC, when can we expect that song to actually drop?
Basically next year.
Next year?
Next year.
So 2025, undisclosed date, JC will be dropping a single. Will this be leading up to anything? An EP release, a full-length album, a movie, a book release?
Oh my gosh, you're like planning out my five-year plan already, which is sick.
I mean, the world's your oyster, you know? There are no limits.
I mean, like, there is an EP coming up, but there's still some work to be done to get it to that point. The EP that I've named it is called The Blue Era, which I define the color blue is not a sad color, but a very hopeful and empathetic one, where it relates to a lot of people to feel certain emotions, and it's valid as well. So, because a lot of people like really claim blue as a very cold and sad color. Mm. Whereas for me, I want to claim it as a very hopeful and very, I guess, relatable color, like that's very chill and very mellowed out.
Yeah, yeah.
So like, yeah, no, we're gonna be releasing more singles next year because I'm back. I'm not gonna be taking a break because, yeah, breaks, especially when it comes to songwriting, does suck a bit when it takes like months of break from that.
Yeah, and then getting back into that creative flow is just.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.